Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, July the 5th. I'm Sue.
I'm Joyce.
And I'm Brian.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you may have for us, so please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 4:56 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:31 p.m. Temperatures will start to warm over the next few days, peaking at 25 degrees centigrade, that's 77 degrees Fahrenheit, on Thursday. The temperature will start to drop to a low of 17 degrees centigrade or 62.6 Fahrenheit by Monday. Additionally, Helen has gone on maternity leave and has given birth to a baby boy. She gave birth 11 weeks earlier, so our prayers go out to Helen and her family, and we are sure that yours do as well. Due to this, there may be some delays in regards to the Talking magazine, but we are trying to keep to the same time schedule. If there is a delay, we do apologise, but rest assured those of you who do receive the Talking magazine will receive one.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop one in the post with your wallet, and it could be read out in the coming weeks. As the weather gets a little warmer, salads may be on the menu in your house, but cutting foods such as cucumber and onions can be a little difficult, as it is hard to define the edge of them. The right tools can make the job much easier though, and you may not have thought it, but a stainless steel afro comb, it must be stainless steel for hygiene purposes, that you can pick up fairly cheaply in most discount stores can really help. Push the comb through your fruit or veg onto the cutting board. The comb keeps the veg still, and you can then slide your knife down between the comb's prongs. Please remember, though, that while this tip could help, it is important to take care in the kitchen, and in particular around knives. If you are unsure, then ask for assistance or contact us and we will help see if there is another way to aid you in the kitchen. For example, most supermarkets these days sell pre-cut vegetables, although they can cost more. If you think you would like to help or support to increase your confidence in the kitchen, the Beacon Centre can help. We regularly run cooking sessions which could aid you, whatever your sight level.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. First, we have Ethos, The Best of Times, a concert produced and directed by Jeremy Hobbs for the Compton Hospice Limited to celebrate the hospice's 35th anniversary. The concert will be taking place at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre on Saturday, the 15th of July, with a starting time of 7:30 in the evening. Ethos, The Best of Times, uses beautiful music, song and dance to celebrate the importance of Compton Hall from its early beginnings to its place of major importance as a hospice today. A breathtaking lighting design and innovative staging with a large back projected screen will create an ever-changing atmosphere of emotion together with the intensity of the carefully chosen music and lyrics. The finale, that will culminate with the 100 voices of the Celebration Choir, will celebrate the sheer joy of life, an integral part of Compton Hospice's ethos. if you're interested, tickets cost £12 plus £3 booking fee. And the bookings can be made either online or by calling the box office on 01902 429 212. And if you want to go online, the address is www.grandtheatre.co.uk/what's-on/concerts/ethos-the-best-of-times. If I were you, I would actually contact the box office by phoning them. Next, we have information in regards to a free community gym. All adults of any age, ability or fitness level are welcome to this free 12-week gym course. You will learn how to set goals, get professional advice on how to achieve them. Work on a gym program with exercises tailored for you to help you to achieve your goals. The course includes 30 minutes education on health matters that will enhance your general health and mental well-being. The 60 minutes exercise includes warm-up, aerobic or otherwise, working on your gym program, learning a dance routine and some floor work for legs, bum and tums. Get fit and have fun. So if you're interested, please contact Angela Senoir either via telephone on 01384 816 496 or 0750 573 2019 or via email angela.senoir, I will spell that S-E-N-I-O-R-E, at hotmail.co.uk. The courses are located at Dudleywood Neighbourhood Learning Centre, and the time and session information is as follows. Monday, it's 9.30 to 11 a.m., ladies only. And also on Monday, 1.30 to 3 o'clock p.m., that's mixed. And Wednesdays, 5.30 to 7 p.m., also mixed. Now, to book, inquire at the Dudley Wood Neighbourhood Learning Centre reception or phone 01384 816 496 to reserve a place. Finally, the Birmingham Ormiston Academy is hosting an event that will feature music, dance and acting in a collaborative event that will demonstrate what the performing arts BOA do best, which is to perform. For those who are interested, the event is taking place at the Old Rep Theatre in Birmingham on the 12th to the 13th of July at 7 p.m. Tickets are £12 for adults, £10 for concessions, and booking fees apply. These tickets can be booked online at www.oldreptheatre.co.uk/tablet/boa-community-performance.html or simply by calling the ticket office on 0121 359 9444.
Well, thank you very much, Sue, and thank you, Joyce. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. The Beacon Centre Linkline programme offers free regular friendship calls to people living with sight loss. Our telephone befriending and support service for those with sight loss can, first of all, offer support from volunteer callers, most of whom are themselves living with sight loss, help to raise awareness of the advice and support which is available, combat loneliness and isolation by offering companionship along with the chance to build confidence and independence, offer peace of mind for family members that their relatives are receiving regular contact, and offer opportunities to access a varied range of activities to suit individual needs. And finally, offer easy-to-use technology and maintain privacy. If you'd like to find out more about our free Link Line service, which is open to those living in the area, please call 01902 886 792 or email linkline@beakconvention.org. I better spell all that. Linkline is one word, LINKLINE, at Beacon Vision, which is BEACONVISION, all one word, .org. And with that final item, we now make way for our latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Brian.
Goodbye from Joyce.
And goodbye from Sue. Goodbye, everybody.